Devontae, one of those guys.
Yeah, Devontae's done a great job for us the entire year. I think last week he showed kind of two explosive plays of what he's capable of with the long pass, showed his versatility there of being able to catch the ball out of the backfield, and then also, you know, the kind of runner that he is. He's powerful, but also has that great acceleration, and, he's going to do a great job for us.
Fair or unfair, you think this game Sunday will be the game people remember the most after everything that's happened this season?
That's just kind of the nature of this game. I mean, where we're at, where they're at, what's on the line, I'm sure that, you know, that's what people will remember. Always, you know, they remember what happens late in the year. And so hopefully it's other games after this, though, you know, for us that are the ones that are memorable.
Matt, how impressed have you been with the guys up front the last two games?
Yeah, I think our offensive line has done a great job. We've had, you know, even last week we had Gabe Creamy come in and step up with John Osmo out, and he did a really nice job for us. So I give credit to those guys, for battling all year long and continuing to get better as the year progressed. And I think it's a credit to Mike Tyson, Wade Harmon too. I think those guys have done a great job of coaching our guys up.
Matt, how tough is it to come off one emotional game to another, especially during a holiday week like this?
That's part of being a professional, is being able to move beyond losses and wins. And, you have to enjoy it at the time because, you know, those kind of wins are hard to come by. But at the same time, you know, you've got to store it in the back of your head and move forward. And I think Coach Smith and the guys in our locker room have done a great job of that. We got to work Monday, you know, watch the film, learn from it. We still have a bunch of corrections that we can make from last week. And today we'll be able to get onto the practice field here in a little bit and keep that process moving forward.
Matt, it looked like a couple of pages from the playbook we maybe haven't seen in a while got broken out last week. Is that sort of what this is, where everything is at your disposal right now?
Well, sometimes, you know, definitely when you're going against division opponents the second time, you'll have adjustments from what you did the first time against them. And, you know, we had a few things that were adjustments last week. But there's also a bunch of staples. I mean, there's also a bunch of plays that we hang our hat on every week, and we're going to try and, you know, put our playmakers in the right spot. So it's, I think the key this time of year is a good balance of both.
How different is their defense? I think Deku was benched, and Kaysen is no longer there from the first time that you guys played them. Even though it was not that long ago that you played them, how different are they now?
Well, you know, there's obviously two changes in the secondary. In terms of personnel, there'll be a few extra guys that are in the defensive front seven that we didn't see the first time. And, you know, that's the case always. You know, the second time you're going to play somebody, there's going to be, you know, different players on the field because of the nature of this sport. And that's the same for us. And we've got a few guys, you know, that might be a little bit different than the first time we played. So I don't think it makes that much of a difference. Their scheme, you know, has remained pretty consistent. It's just the personnel that's been a little bit different.